Before we get started, there's something you should know about the Chonilla podcast. We like to cuss. And if you don't want your kids to hear it, then listen to us when they're not around. But if you don't mind your kids listening to grown folks talk, then turn this shit up and let the show begin.
Flexing with my shirt off, top the world with my shirt off. Fuck boys mad at my shirt off, women glad my shirt off. Walk around with my shirt off, I hop up the floor with my shirt off. Shirt off, shirt off,
shirt off, shirt off, shirt off.
With my shirt off, flexing with my shirt off. Top the world with my shirt off,
flexing.
Boys mad at my shirt off, women glad my shirt off. Walk around with my shirt off, I hop up the floor with my shirt off. Shirt off. Shirt up, yeah. Working not to wear a shirt. Been doing
it's just
this from the
him with
dirt.
His muscles
be mad cause I'm buff.
In front of a white car.
I do the opposite of average. I'm the modern day Lazarus. I'm spitting bars in this album. All the ladies tell me I'm handsome. Shirt off.
Shirt off.
Flexing with my shirt off. Top the world with my shirt off.
I feel like he's struggling.
Boy, mad at my shirt off.
To breathe?
Yeah. Because he's flexing as he's rapping.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Shirt off, yeah. Order with my shirt off. Flexing with my shirt off. Talking with my shirt off. Fuck boys, man, my shirt off.
Speaking of shirt off, you are listening to the Chonilla Podcast. I'm Chloe.
And I am Shirley, a.k.a. Gwen Talbert. And you are listening to the Chonilla Podcast, the personal comedy journal of an interracial couple who explores the world from different perspectives and experiences.
And we are hanging out today on a Sunday, December 8th, 2019 at 4:25 p.m. Take a minute, take a minute.
Shirt off.
Shirt off.
And the motherfucking Eastern time.
Motherfucking shirt off.
I realized I didn't take a deep breath because I always try to do it in one breath and I didn't that into consideration. Well, but I did it, I think.
Next time, take your shirt off.
Shirt off.
You know what? Now that... because now I associated that he's flexing.
Yeah.
Every time I want to say shirt off.
Yeah.
I have to flex.
Yeah.
Shirt off. Shirt off.
Oh, shirt off. You know what? It looks like he's putting in some real work on his muscles.
Yeah, you know what? He
a lot of work.
So much work that he's like, you know what? I've done so much work on my body.
Fuck shirts.
Fuck shirts. I'm making a song about it.
Yeah.
Because you know you see me in my shirt off.
Shirts are like handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's like, on cold days, like, no.
Get that shirt away from me.
Because he can't walk around with his shirt off.
I got hard nipples, so what?
He'll never visit Canada. Oh, man. Hey, so you know what? My AKA today.
Sure.
I said was Gwen Talbert.
Mm-hmm.
She is a weather anchor, reporter, and professional speaker / author.
Nice.
And she reports at Fox 5 DC.
Okay.
And she in Washington DC, but she's born in Montreal, Quebec.
Wow.
Yeah. Gwen Talbert is a successful, she's Emmy award-winning, 5-time nominated television broadcaster.
Wow.
She's a pro speaker, which I mentioned before, and she has a BA in journalism from Montreal's Concordia University and is a social science graduate of Dawson College in Montreal.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and she's been anchor for, I think, quite some time. She's had to, if you Google her, which is Gwen Talbert, T-O-L-B-A-R-T, Talbert, yeah. If I was American, I'd be like, Talbert.
Okay.
Yeah, I had no idea who she was until I, like, hey, man, cool.
Me neither. Thanks for talking about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to talk about that I fell asleep without the need of ASMR this week.
Yeah,
it was pretty nice. It was, I just kind of like laid back, and usually my head is full of anxiety and full of like just, you know, ping-ponging ideas back and forth and stuff, and it's hard for me to get to sleep, and the ASMR, like the rain, has been great. And the other night, I didn't need it. I was kind of surprised. I was surprised, yeah.
What do you think you did that day? Or, like, did you have a lot of coffee that day? Not so much coffee?
No,
what
I
do you think changed?
I think everything was just felt aligned. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're good, you know, and I felt close to you. And, yeah, it was nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
So because, and this is the first time in... Is it in a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Like, yeah.
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 We
it's okay,
went through
though.
A lot.
Yeah.
Not just like us relationship wise.
Oh, this is comes from my childhood for sure.
Oh, yeah. Damn. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I remember we were talking about this a while ago. Is it okay if we okay? And then if she's like, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Let me know.
Okay.
But I was telling you, I was asking you. Okay, because I felt this like,
I'm open, baby.
What am I doing that you don't feel comfortable sleeping? Like you have such anxiety going to bed. Like, man, did I do something? Blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
And then I realized, like, wait a second, Clove, how was it growing up going to bed?
Mm.
You know, and then you're like telling me how.
I didn't even put it together. Like, this was years ago, but I didn't even put it together until you questioned me on it.
Well, yeah, because I was like, I'm going to drive myself crazy thinking it's all me. It can't.
Right. Like, and that's your, like, that's how you grew up, right? It's like you shoulder that burden.
All the time. I shoulder my whole family's insecurity and burdens and whatever. I've shouldered that.
Yeah.
Like, I was positioned.
I got you.
To do that.
I got you.
And then I'm learning still, you know, to kind of like, no, that's not on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's kind of amazing that we're like in our 40s and we're seeing stuff.
Yeah.
Like new stuff, right?
Yeah. Ugh,
so good.
So I was like, I was saying like, oh man, like how, what, like I can't be check marking before going to bed. What did I do, say, not say, not do, and all that kind of thing. And then I don't know how I even like thought of the question.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, wait a minute. Clove.
Yeah.
You know, like, how was it growing up going to bed?
Yeah, because, something's off here.
And I think the reason why that came up, I think maybe we're talking about something.
Yeah.
And then I talked to you about, for me, the reason I fall asleep. Because you're like, oh, you know, fall asleep so fast and da-da-da.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I fall asleep because sleeping was my escape.
Right.
Like, going to bed was like,
right.
Let me shut down the bullshit, you know, all this societal bullshit.
Yeah, I'm finally
my
done.
Family's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to, like,
I'm
shutting
out
it down.
For the day, yeah.
I'm out. So I would just go to sleep because that was my peace.
And here's me thinking that you were going through, like, your own stuff. You know what I mean? Or like, you were more, like, not as affected. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you could fall asleep so fast,
right.
It was like, wow, like she just like lets that roll off her back. Like, no big deal. Okay.
right.
Yeah.
So then that's when I asked you the question, like, wait a minute, how was it? You know?
Yeah.
And do you remember what you said? Like, you were like,
not word for word.
But you were saying something along the lines like, because I got curious about how did you... What was it like going to bed? Like, because for me,
I never wanted to be at home.
Yeah, but also, also, I think I asked you the question because I thought you'd relate, like, oh man, yeah, I go to sleep real fast. But you would tell me, like, no, my parents sometimes would get really drunk.
Yeah.
And just like, you'd hear like loud noises of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Or like they'd barge in your room because they're like drunk.
Right.
And then you're telling me this stuff, and I was like, Clove.
I think you have an anxiety disorder.
But not only that, you have not learned to go to, like, it's stressful to you to go to bed because it was like all these triggered and it was not a safe it was not safe for you to sleep, right? Like, it's funny how we deal with things differently, right?
I know.
Like, for me, it was like, let me shut out.
Yeah.
Bah. You know what I mean? And for you, it's like.
What's that?
Didn't right. Yeah. But you see how, like, dealing with.
Coping mechanisms, yeah.
Right. And your thing is you couldn't do that because you don't know who's, what bang, loud bang is going to come, who's going to barge in.
Yes.
People over, you know what I mean? Or last minute, like, packing up, or like, oh, come on, you're leaving and going to mom's now for the year or whatever. Like, it was, you never had a stable footing.
Correct.
So it was hard for you to even, it was affecting your sleep.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you think when,
like,
I asked
having
you that
the
question?
ASMR was great. You know what I mean? Like, it helped a lot. It, you know, got me caught up on my sleep and
it's
everything.
It's predictable.
Yes.
It's like a predictable
environment.
Pattern and environment to know that sound is there.
So anyways, you know, I woke up and I was like, what? I was like, what's happening right now? I was like, this is great.
Is that what it's like?
Oh my God, functional sleep? What?
Wow, eh?
Yeah, yeah. So it has been a journey, but my apologies for making it a little more difficult than it needs to be.
Aww.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. You don't know what you don't know, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's real.
It's part of growth. It's part of learning.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why we do this podcast, so that way the kids can listen and we could save them some, you know, some money from seeing a therapist.
Sure. Speaking of therapy.
Yes. I'm on an exercise therapy.
Very nice. Let's hear
That's
all about it.
That's how I'm doing.
Let's hear all about it.
So I'm back at working out. Third day. I join this group, this movement called 100 Strong and Sexy that's run by Miss Julie Black, Queen of R&B of Canada. And I'm telling you, it's like, it's not much to, like, it's such an accountability because knowing that it's not just one person, like, it's a group of people. And every time I'm like, oh, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like working out, because you're supposed to take a picture of yourself every day working out and stuff like that.
What?
Yes. Put it up on your social, or you put it up in like the WhatsApp group or whatever private group that the group is a part of. Or
wait, accountability.
Movement.
What?
Yeah. So every time I'm like, I don't want to bother. And then I'm thinking, oh no, I got to load up that I'm actually there,
right,
you know,
right,
doing this, you know? So it motivates. It's pretty motivating to have that. But beyond that, I had a first time I went to like a boxing gym yesterday. Woke up really early for that.
So do we got to buy you some boxing gloves?
I think so.
Nice.
My body's killing me right now.
Nice.
I was like, Clove, I think I repeated twice to you this morning. I didn't know that there are muscles that you use when you're boxing that I'm feeling right now. I'm thinking, oh, the most of the pain I'm going to have is my legs and my arms.
Right.
No, like my back muscle, my stomach, my chest. You know that your muscle there when you're doing push-ups?
They're all punching muscles.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, your knees, because you're like, you know, oh, yeah. Yeah, I had no idea. So
it is a full body workout.
Full body. Yeah. And it was cool too, the space is black owned, which was really really dope to be in a black owned space.
Good, good, good.
I'm not saying the customers are like, they're not all black, but the owner.
Right.
So it was nice. And
sounds
nice. I'm really considering I've been looking for something like that. And it was really fun, and I'm really considering to possibly get a membership.
Oh, you have to get a membership there?
Yeah, like we went as a group, so the owner gave us a discount because we all came as a group. We were like a group of 12 women, I believe.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think we were about 12. And oh my God, we were loud, all sisters, you know, like just being like, you know,
I wouldn't want
to. When you have
a
group of black women, there's going to be like sing song, encouragement song music. Like,
I'm there for it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're doing that. Plus, also working out to soca music and dance hall.
Living your best lives.
Living our best lives. So it was really dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it was nice to wake up really early when the city's still kind of sleeping. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool because it's like all about, It's beyond a fitness program, you know?
Tell me about it.
So it's like, it's open and it's accessible to all women. And so throughout the course, you do like 3 months of being 100, like of strong and sexy. And you solely build the results, not just in your fixed fitness goal, but it's all about focusing on all aspects of your health.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, the spiritual side, discipline, accountability, self-care, self-worth. And so she started this because that was true. It was her way to deal with the loss of her mother, actually.
Wow.
From I think her mother died from cancer.
I'm curious about the accountability. How does that work?
It's so in terms of the accountability, every day you go work out, you put out, like 6 days a week, you put out the days that you've gone and work out, and you mm-hmm. post it either in the group, like on WhatsApp, like it's a private WhatsApp group.
Gotcha.
Or on your own social.
Okay.
And so that's a way to, you know, people could see like, okay, you know, some sense of accountability of what you've been up to, what you've been doing. And
do you think anybody just shows up and just does like a selfie and like splashes water on their face? Like, oh, such
hey,
a
man.
Hard workout.
Well, you're supposed to.
I went in today.
It's, yeah. It's possible. Some
right.
people may. Mm. And you take measurements, like you have there. There's like a Google form you fill out and you take measurements of yourself. And it's really a trust thing.
Oh,
I mean,
sure,
if you're
yeah. going
to do that.
It's an honor system. Yeah. If you're going to be a cheater, yeah, you don't belong in that program.
Yeah. It's not cool.
Yeah. That's like cheating at Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But it sucks because like I've been feeling uber guilty because I haven't done anything, getting sick and being busy in the holidays and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been almost getting myself into a funk about it. And I was like, you know what? Stop. Like, just get back into it. Like, don't get yourself riled up into this roller coaster, this dark funnel.
Yeah, it's
of like
waves.
Not have done yeah. anything. So
right.
you, as long as I know I'm going to get back into it. Right.
Yep.
So, and then, yeah, so I'm going to definitely get back on the grind now that I feel a little bit better.
That's awesome.
This chest goal's not helping.
Because I feel much better.
I know, right? But it's really like, it's amazing. Like I've seen some women who are on their, like was there from the jump. Like she's at
right.
her fifth cycle right
oh,
now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
One woman lost like 68 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Her fifth cycle. Yeah. She's
wow.
been amazing. Like she's been holding my hand. She's.
Aww.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So shout out to T. But yeah, there's, it's really cool. And people are sharing like vegan recipes on WhatsApp
right.
or like I think some women have like books book club have started if you want to be into that. Some women are like, you know, I'm part of like the boxing club, so I think there's one coming up actually January 4th or something. So yeah, so you find your niche of like what's what you want to be into in terms of like health wise
right.
But and then it's encouraged like the last 2 days, usually like Saturday, Sunday, to take like, especially on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
complete like get off your phone. Don't be on your phone. Like have a total tech, like tech.
Like a self-care.
Yeah. Self-care.
Pull back.
Oh, don't
wow.
go on social media. Don't have your phone on. Don't start. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 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 So it's like, that's a tough one for me.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So, but it's, you know.
I hear the value in it though.
Yeah.
Totally hear the
yeah,
value.
Yeah. Total like tech pause.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So I definitely, I think right now there's still some room left. I think there's like a Boxing Day special right now. It's like, and you might think like it costs like $500 or whatever. It's like $100 for 3 months and you choose the cycle. Like you might be into the first cycle and then maybe life, things get busy and you might not be able to do the next cycle. But it's
yeah,
like a dollar
like,
a day.
Yeah, I was just
it's like
say.
A dollar a day. Yeah. For 3 months of just really mostly about having support and accountability.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Support and accountability is
that's
the
great.
Biggest thing. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm into it. I've been recording myself.
Do you know if people can donate to this to help people?
Yes, if you
to gain that $100?
Definitely. Go
okay.
to 100strongandsexy.com. So if you want to be like a you donate in order to help someone else to be part of this program.
Yes.
There's definitely room for that, that you can do that. And
That's great. That's a great program.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very cool. So I'm hoping, like I've been recording myself whenever I go to the gym, where I'm at, how I'm feeling, what I ate. Kind of like what I used to do when I did Gaining Health kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got to get back into it.
I just can't imagine how much, like, it's having that on the brain. Like,
yeah.
A lot, like, in terms of, like, trying to break it down, trying to see where you're at, trying to see where you're going.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be a lot.
Yeah. Now into that news.
All right, let's do this news.
News, I like news, what is in the news? Yay, the news is not bad.
So there's a new app that's called the Siku app, and it's a web platform that's named after the Inuit, which is in the Inuktitut word for sea ice.
Okay.
It allows users to trade observations about dangerous conditions to document wildlife sightings and trade hunting stories.
That's so cool.
Siku app.
I'm going to get that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And it has like, what do they say? During the presentation, he explained how one hunter testing Siku had placed a triangular warning sign on a map of an ice field near Sinikuluyak in the spring, providing a traditional Inuit term for its dangerous conditions. Sea ice provides users with the ability to report on conditions, while the tool button provides option to capture data with scientific instruments, such as an ice core or water sample.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So Siku app, S-I-K-U app, if you're really into like hunting,
welcome,
especially up
future.
North. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Any news on your end?
Yes. some misogynist assholes defaced a display honoring the victims of the 1989 Montreal Massacre.
What?
Yeah. So 30 years ago, on December 6, 1989, is when 14 innocent people were assassinated and another 14 were injured at École Polytechnique de Montréal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Scarborough Center for Alternative Studies put up a display to honor the victims, and on the display was a spot where you could leave a message. And last Tuesday, some douche canoes wrote words.
Douche canoes, did you say?
Yeah. They wrote words like slut and whore, like leaving messages in this thing, yeah. And so the police have four suspects, but haven't charged them with anything yet, and that the hate crime unit might look into it.
So Walmart, they had pulled the Christmas sweaters that featured a Santa with cocaine.
I heard about that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a Santa. I think it was like
snowman.
Like a snowman.
With a Santa hat.
Yeah. How did that, like,
I don't know.
It's like ugly sweaters kind of thing. And it says, we all know snow works. It's white, powdery, and the best snow comes straight from South America, reads the product description on Walmart's website.
Oh, my God.
Did you see Kevin?
Poor taste.
I was telling you, I know like that's like Kevin Spacey.
Mm, yeah. Speaking of poor taste.
Yeah. Mm. So Kevin Spacey, supposedly there's three. So Kevin Spacey has been like.
If you say his name again, he's going to show up in the mirror.
Don't say Kevin Spacey three times.
Oh, stop. You're at four now.
So he's had people who allegedly were saying that they were assaulted by Kevin Spacey, right?
The KS.
Oh, my God. He's going to show up. I said it more than three times. And then one person, I believe, is... I can't remember where he works, but so far there are two people who were going to take him to court for this, and they have died. One of them committed suicide. The other one is unknown.
Whoa.
One of them, I think, is like a producer or something like
That's super suspect.
But now somebody else, I went on the internet yesterday, and they're saying like there's a third person that must have died. And here's the kicker. The kicker is, the dude comes out with a video. Kevin Spacey comes out with a video on his YouTube channel as the character of the dude from House of Cards, saying some kind of a line about something about death. Kill them with kindness.
Yes.
What the frick is that?
Some serial killer shit.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, why? It just goes to show you the privilege of this man.
Mm.
Like,
yeah,
you have no one on your team telling you like, Kevin, yeah, there's two people.
No, they're more like
who
were
gonna charge
do.
Who charged you, not were like charged you for sexual or any form of assault, and they're dead. I don't think you should be coming out with this video.
Yeah.
Like the day before Christmas.
Yeah. Serious. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very unethical.
Do you think like it's like I think in his mind, I don't know if he murdered them, but I think in his head, it's like his, this is my sweet revenge karma thing.
Oh my God.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah, you're right.
He's
right.
Like, oh, well, look, karma. They tried it, and look with them. Hey, kill him with kindness.
I met them with kindness. Now they're dead.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Wow. Wow.
It's, yeah. Creepy, yes. You have any other news on your end?
Oh, yes. That scumbag Travis Patron, he sure is benefiting from his privilege.
How come?
Because I mentioned on a previous show that the guy who started the Canadian Nationalist Party assaulted two women after they declined his supposed offer to give them a ride home. And he's being charged with aggravated assault, assault causing bodily harm, and breaching a probation order. So he's demonstrating that he's willing to hurt people and that he doesn't give a fuck about Travis Patron.
And he is who?
He started the political party, the Canadian Nationalist Party.
Oh, okay.
So Patron asked for 60 days to put together some money for a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the judge, Marilyn Beaton, noted that this time request was significantly longer than typically granted by the court, Patron was granted the adjournment anyways. Mm-hmm. So Patron also asked for an extension on his curfew. And not only did he get what he wanted, his requests weren't even argued or contested by the Crown.
Wow.
Yep.
That's messed up.
Yep.
I wonder who he knows. Or who's part of his party.
That's disgusting.
That's in the political.
Right, like wink wink.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got you. Got you.
I have one more news.
Go for it. I love your news.
So Celine Dion, she recreates It's All Coming Back to Me Now video.
Hashtag Chanilla, hashtag Celine Dion, every show.
She shared her newly reimagined clip on Wednesday on her Instagram. And in it, she recreates like her all white outfit from the original video and comes up with several fresh new looks thanks to dozens of fashion brands. So she basically created this video where she looks like a fashion influencer. In her video.
Okay,
and
Celine
it's all
Dion,
coming back to her
something.
Now.
Let me tell you something. Celine Dion's imagination is only limited by her cash, right?
Yes. So if she has so much of.
She can literally tell herself, I can be anything I want to be.
She's
because
Celine
I
Dion.
Have so much fucking money.
Did you know she's like the third highest paying musician? Third or fourth?
Highest paying?
Musician.
Like she pays musicians? Or
No. She's paid musician.
Okay, gotcha.
I think like Rihanna just beat it by like, Rihanna's like the highest paid musician right now.
So sexy.
At $660 million.
Perfect.
I think next, paper, I think after that, it's music. Madonna at 500 or something.
I could care less.
Then it's Beyonce at like 400 or something. Mm. And then it's Celine Dion, who's the fourth highest musician. All women, which is dope. Two black women. So I did not know. I mean, I knew Celine Dion made money, but I did not know she's like top five in terms of like
Vegas shows is like you do that and you're retired after.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, Beyonce, I think there are rumors that she might have like a Vegas show.
I think Carrot Top is still doing his Vegas show, but I don't know.
But he's probably fine. He's probably well up off.
Jillionaire.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody laughs at Carrot Top, but he has a laugh for sure.
Yeah. He's got all that time to make all those muscles.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, no, there's rumors that Beyonce might have like which makes total sense. You have three kids. You've proven yourself.
Uh-huh.
You're the queen of music. You know, like, why go
queen
on tour?
Of the world. What are you talking about?
You're the queen of the world. Yeah, basically.
Who runs the world, Shirley?
Beyonce.
Girls.
No. Let's be clear. Beyonce.
Yes.
She's trying to be modest by saying, like, us girls. But we all know when she sang that song, we always wanted to say, who runs the world? Beyonce, not girls. Like, she's just, every time I heard that song, I'm like, stop lying, Beyonce. Yeah. You know you're trying to make us feel good by saying girls. Really, what you really meant to wanted to really write is say Beyonce, and we all know it. Girls, and we're okay with it.
Yeah, girls run the world by proxy.
Exactly.
Beyonce.
Exactly. Who run the world? Beyonce. Who run the world? Beyonce.
She's saying girls. Everybody
She's saying
else is saying
girls
Beyonce.
Just to be nice to us. Like, bitch, I know you wanted to write Beyonce. Get out of my fucking face by trying to say, like, girls, I know that's what you really wanted to write.
And you're totally okay with that.
Exactly. I'm totally, you earned that shit for sure. I will sing it along. Be who runs the world? Beyonce. Can we take a break?
You're so dope.
Are we ready for the next segment?
You didn't want to hear the rest of the song?
Nope.
Okay.
You know what's great about my age?
What is it?
You could just tell nope
That's
to people.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And if they have a problem, it's not my problem.
Yeah. It's like nope, yep. I said that shit. All right, let's do this.
Bible scriptures.
Bible scriptures.
All right, everybody. This is the part of the podcast where I share what I've read in the Bible and parody it by regurgitating it as an Aaron Spelling-like melodrama.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight the players are Abimelech, Jotham, Gael, Zebu, and some other people I can't remember. And last time we heard about a dream that predicted Gideon's victory and Gideon's golden ephod. And we also heard about Gideon dying and leaving many wives
That's
and
right.
70 sons.
That's right.
All right.
70 sons?
70, 7-0.
7-0 sons?
Yeah, he had a bunch of wives and concubines.
Wow.
Yeah, he was pimping like that.
Gideon's been big pimping.
Spending cheese. Okay, so we're in chapter 9 now, and I call this chapter, Put Some Respect on It.
Okay.
So we open a town, we open on a town called Shechem, with Abimelech convincing his mother's brother to help him become the ruler of Shechem.
Okay.
And is all like, come on, guys, back me up. If you don't make me the ruler, you're going to have to deal with all the 70 of Jerubbaal's other sons.
Which is Gideon's sons?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're related. So his mother's brothers felt like he made a pretty good point and gave him 70 shekels.
What are shekels again?
It's money.
Like money.
I think 50 shekels is like $500 or okay. something. I can't remember.
Okay.
And so Abimelech used this money to hire some nasty goons. He took the goons to his father's house and killed all of his 70 brothers, except for Jotham.
What?
Yeah.
All Gideon's kids?
Yes.
Wait, is he a son of Gideon?
Yes.
So one of Gideon's kids.
Yes.
Killed like 69 of his siblings.
That's correct.
Or no, 68.
Yes, and this child was from a concubine.
Wow.
Yes.
See?
Right. So that's why he was saying.
See, when you do shady moves, shady kids.
Right. So he killed them all, and the one brother that survived it, his name is Jotham, and he hid during the massacre and managed to escape. Shortly after, the citizens of Shechem made Abimelech the king.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cheater.
I know. He's the worst. So when Jotham heard that Abimelech was crowned, he climbed on top of a place called Mount Gerizim.
That's the surviving brother.
Yes.
Got
the one
it.
That hid and then escaped. Yes.
Okay.
So, and he started yelling at everyone. Hey, everyone, you're fucking things up again. Let's say trees decided that they need a king, and they go to the olive tree and all like, hey, olive tree, be our king. And the olive tree is all like, why would I need that when I already have the clout with gods and humans? So then the trees ask a fig tree to be their king. And the fig tree is all like, nope, give up my fruit for what? Then they ask a vine to be king and eventually settle on making a thorn bush their king. And the thorn bush is all like, if you make me king, you have to trust me 100% or I'll burn down all the trees in Lebanon.
Wait,
is the story that he's telling all these people.
Okay, he's using that as an example.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Like, look.
Yes.
Like, do you not see what's going on? Let me give you an example of what's going on over
right.
here. Right. Okay.
So he's like, hello, the thorn bush is Abimelech, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah. So my father, Gideon, he's still yelling at the crowd. My father, Gideon, risked his life for you, and this is how you rebel against his family? You crowned a guy that killed his 70 brothers?
Right?
Right?
That's shady.
Yeah.
And then he's shady and he killed 68 of his brothers, why would you want that dude to be your king?
Exactly.
Totally. Yeah.
So he's like, if you voted for him, great. You deserve each other and hope that you turn on each other. So then Jotham ran away.
Okay.
And so now 3 years
ago. Wait, Jotham said his piece and he bounced?
Yes. He's like, y'all deserve all of these motherfuckers. Bye.
Good for him.
Yeah. So 3 years go by.
I gotta go survive because, yeah, he's king.
Right. So 3 years go by, and God decides to start creating animosity between Abimelech and the citizens of Shechem.
Okay.
So that they start acting like treacherous towards him.
Okay.
So,
well, this is what happens when you have a shady leader.
Right. It's full circle all the time.
It trickles and starts from the top.
So, and the Bible says God did this to avenge the crime Abimelech committed when he killed his 70 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So, also Abimelech started to hear about the citizens robbing people, coming in and out of the town.
Okay.
Yeah. So, so cut to a party where we meet a man named Gal. We find out he moved his entire clan to Shechem and is a well-liked person in the city. At the party...
He's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's Tom Hanks. So at the party, Tom Hanks starts talking all kinds of shit about Abimelech. All like, Abimelech who? We should all be serving Hamor, the father of Shechem. If I was in charge, I would get rid of him and his whole army. Now, the governor of Shechem is a guy named Zebul, and he heard God talking all that shit.
Mm.
So Zebul is so mad at hearing this, he sends a messenger to Abimelech to let him know that Gal is out here dragging him.
Mm.
So the message he sent also includes some plans to ambush Gal the next morning.
Okay. That's the guy who has like a whole bunch of people.
He's
Tom Hanks. Got it.
Right. Yeah. So, he's a good guy. So Abimelech gathered his army and told them where to hide for when Gal shows up. As soon as Gal reached the city gate, Zebul and his army steps out and he's all like, hey, tough guy. And Gal is all like, look out behind you. I have more troops coming in from the mountains. And Zebul is all like, nice try, Gal. Those are just shadows. Gal is all like, no, seriously, look.
Mm-hmm.
Then Zebul is all like, why don't you talk more of that shit you were saying? We're here and it's time to rumble. So Zabul winds up kicking the shit out of Gal's army.
Mm-hmm.
And either chased him out of the city or killed him.
Okay. Yeah. Damn, I was kind of rooting for Tom Hanks.
The next day, when the citizens of Shechem went to work, Abimelech's army ambushed them and slaughtered them all. And for the rest of the day, Abimelech killed everyone in the city.
His own people?
Yeah. Destroyed the city.
Why?
Then covered the entire city in salt.
Why?
I don't know. It just says the next day when the citizens of Shechem went to work.
Oh. Yeah. I guess that he wasn't, maybe they didn't like defend him.
Yeah.
Probably that's why.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out there was a
lot. Not that I would do that, but I'm just saying. But sure I get wouldn't. Based yeah, on okay. his shady mind.
So it turns out there was a large tower in the city of Shechem. And while Abimelech was destroying the city, something like 1,000 people managed to escape into this stronghold. So Abimelech tells his army to gather some branches. Then they use the branches to burn down the tower and kill everybody inside.
Abimelech did this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's cold-hearted.
Then Abimelech took his army and took over the neighboring town called Thebes. That city also had a tower with a stronghold that the citizens fled to while all the genocide was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And Abimelech tries to burn down a tower the same way he did in Shechem. But this time, a woman at the top of the tower drops a millstone right on top of his head.
Oh, on top of
Abimelech, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right. But before he dies, he calls over his PA, his personal assistant. The guy who holds his armor, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, and you'll never believe what his last words are.
Oh, gosh.
You'll never believe it. He's like, quick, kill me before people can say I was killed by a woman.
No!
Yes!
Are you serious?
Yes!
Wow!
So once the Israelites realized that Abimelech was dead.
Wow!
Yeah, sorry. They packed up all their shit and they went home.
Wow!
So, yeah. So God... in the Bible now is credited for bringing justice to Abimelech for when he killed his 70 brothers. And then God curses the citizens of Shechem with the curse of Jotham.
Okay.
Which is basically being cursed in a way that if you empower shitty leaders, that you'll eventually be destroyed by those leaders.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll move on to chapter 10, and I call this one Just This One Last Time. So, let's see here.
So he's dead.
Yeah.
And there's only one surviving son, which is Jotham.
Jotham. Yes.
Got it.
So after Abimelech, someone named Tola ruled Israel for 23 years until he died. Then a man named Jer led Israel for 22 years until he died.
Mm-hmm.
After Jer dies, the Israelites start worshiping Baal and Ashereth again, along with the gods of Aram, Sidon, Moab, the Ammonites, and the Philistines. Needless to say, this made God super angry again. So angry, in fact, that he sells them to the Philistines and the Amorites for the next 18 years. Mm. They keep mentioning in the Bible that God is selling his people.
Like selling out, maybe.
Selling. Like, okay. As in for profit. Like, it's so weird. I don't get it. What's he going to do with that money? What does he need money for?
But maybe it's not, like, sell like that. Maybe it's more like he's...
For free?
No, that's maybe giving. He's, like, giving information so that way they're, like, positioned to be... I don't know. So Whatever. Basically, they're positioning them to be slaves? Is that what we're
thinking
here?
That's what's implying, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he's being... Like, he's...
Like, they're being punished. Like, I'm going to position y'all to be slaves.
Right.
As punishment?
Right.
For not believe, like, okay,
not believing enough.
Right.
Yeah. So, it wasn't a good time for the Israelites, and they started crying and praying that the God of Abraham would help them once again.
Okay.
And God is all like, oh, were you talking to me? I thought you were talking to all the other gods you've fallen in love with. Go ask them for help and see what happens.
So the Israelites, God is shady.
I know, right?
He's petty
as fuck. So then the Israelites are all like, Well, do whatever you want. Just get rid of them this one time, please. So cut to the leaders of a place called Gilead. Mm-hmm. Or Gilead. Yeah, I think it's pronounced Gilead. This place is being used by the Ammonite army as some kind of rest stop. And the leaders of Gilead didn't like this, so they made a deal with each other that whoever starts attacking the Ammonites first will be in charge of everyone who lives in Gilead. And cut to just outside of Gilead, where the Israelites are camping out in a place called Mizpah.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, fun fact, some Bible translations say that God sent an evil spirit for why the citizens of Shechem started to act treacherously towards one another. And next time we'll hear about the Amorite massacre, a guy named Jephthah offering his daughter as a burnt offering to God.
Okay. Wow. So much going on.
Yes.
I want to see that in a movie. Maybe there's already a movie about it. Fast plate, y'all. You gotta donate. Well, we learn about the book of
Judges, chapters 9 and 10.
Gideon was shady,
and his son from a concubine killed all his other brothers
couldn't
and sisters.
Die from a woman. Oh well.
Hashtag misogyny.
Well, you were. Oh well. Fast plate and donate. Fast plate and donate. Fast plate and donate. Fast plate. You gotta donate. Follow us at Chanula Love on Instagram. Yeah. Well, and also follow us on Twitter at Chanula. And join the group, the Chanula Podcast, on Facebook in order to interact with us and share some of the latest and greatest and possibly some current events that we may be talking about on the next episode.
Shout out to Eddie for keeping it live.
Yes, moderator extraordinaire.
All right.
I'm excited to hear the next chapter.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be heating up.
So off the rails. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Fine. Go pray to your other gods. I don't care.
I thought we were going to get to the
It's a few chapters.
It's a
few chapters ahead. Yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
I'm going to get to know about, like, I think, the details.
Yeah, I think Samson is categorized as a judge. Like, that's why it's called the Book of Judges.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're talking about all these judges throughout the book. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all the judges of Israel. Yeah. Some shady motherfuckers.
Interesting. Well, now since the new this,
but
is,
they always frame the Israelites as not being able to take care of themselves.
They keep messing up.
Oh, they're useless. They're like they're just like fucking tearing shit up, man. But meanwhile, when I think about it, I'm thinking like if this does have some semblance in reality, like this whole like narrative, it almost seems like there's times where they're like, hey, let's become more secular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's become more secular and not worry about this. And then they just don't know what to do with themselves. And then they just like,
then they mess it up.
Call God.
Well, since the new year is it's wrapping up. Actually 2019 is wrapping up.
Yeah.
And we are about to get in the new year in about, 8 hours or so?
Something like that.
I figured here's some good habits to increase your energy. This is 9 habits to increase your energy this year.
Okay.
Going into 2020.
Gotcha.
Number 1, go to sleep early.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Here we go.
I'm terrible on that. You've been amazing, and I know you're really trying to help me, and you're like, come on, I'm going to bed. Or you're like, come on, Shirley, let's
get
go.
Some cuddles.
Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah. I got to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Or this new show, The Good Omen.
Oh,
that's on Prime Video.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I always, I am, a, I've always been fascinated. I don't know. I have a fascination for movies that deals with hell and heaven.
Same here.
Like, I don't know why. Like, things like Legion I love. Yeah. What's that movie with...
I think it speaks to conditioning.
Maybe. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I'm always into those kind of that genre.
Yeah.
Or what's the...
It's fascinating. It's a whole, like...
Yeah.
It's a whole unexplored,
like... Do you know what movie needs to be remade, though? Stuff? What's that one? Because I said hell and heaven. The one with Demi Moore.
Oh, The Seventh Sign.
That needs to be remade.
I think they should make movies about all of everything that's in the Bible. Like, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that religious stuff, make movies about it.
Yeah, I think
the Seventh... But keep it true to the Bible.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think The Seventh Sign needs to be remade. Maybe not as a movie. I could see it as a series, maybe. Mm. That would be kind of cool. Yeah. But then it might stretch, and like, it's like...
This is like fight scenes, like Saving Private Ryan. This is like... It's like a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love those kind of... But what's the other movie I wanted to... it's Stigmata, isn't it? That's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Is it Stigmata?
No.
No, Stigmata, that's Patricia Arquette.
Correct. And Gabriel Byrnes, I think.
Oh, you are right.
Yeah, the one with Arnold. I can't remember the name of that. I can't remember.
Hmm.
We'll look it up later.
Yeah. But no, Good Omen, I like it. It's cute. It's cute, you know, kind of keeps, it's a good Sunday catch up kind of show.
Yeah, I had to check my skepticism when, because you just played it and didn't tell me anything about it. And when I was sitting there watching the intro,
yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? But I recognized the voice, right? The Frances McDermott, right?
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, she plays God.
Yeah. But it took me a minute to be like, oh, okay, let me just put my skepticism aside.
And yeah.
Let me just get into this. Yeah.
I think that's why I love those kind of like Constantine. Love that. Like, yeah. I was disappointed that they didn't do a good job with the show. That's really, it could have been a great series.
Yeah.
Like a great TV show, but they messed that up. Mm. Oh, well. Okay. So, habit number two, exercise every day.
Okay.
That really does help with increasing your energy.
Mm. I wonder how much masturbation you'd have to do to consider it exercise.
What?
I'm just curious.
What? It does burn calories, but
absolutely.
Okay. Number three.
But does it burn enough, Shirley?
Depends how intense. Different intensity levels.
Got it.
Number three, 20 minute naps. Napping may feel lazy, but there's research showing it has a range of cognitive benefits. This is particularly true if you're doing a lot of learning, since the short burst of sleep can help with memory.
I can see that. Mm. I could see it being like you just plug your charger in real quick just to get a couple extra percent.
Exactly. Yeah. Number four, do your hard work in the morning.
Ah.
The benefits to your energy here are mostly psychological. Energy levels depends on a lot of my mood. If I've gotten some important work done, my mood is usually good and I feel productive. Basically, you want to do it first. Get hard.
Get some rest.
Get some rest and do your hardest work, the most difficult one, the most, I think, like the one that you have to be really.
The most taxing.
Yeah. Do it in the morning because you'll have the most energy for it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Number five, set your intention the day before.
Okay.
So I'm working on doing that.
That's
more.
That's great.
You know? Number six, sell yourself on your goals.
Okay.
The truth is you need to become the salesperson for your own goals, not for other people, but for yourself.
I like that.
Part of that,
I like that a lot.
Right? Part of that starts with packaging. How you frame your goals and projects can have a huge effect on your motivation. Is this something you have to do or an exciting challenge?
Wow.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go into 2020 with that.
I like it.
Number seven, get better friends.
Smile more.
Not friends like Crystal.
Oh, boy.
That's a whole story
I'm
not going to get into.
Did you just put her on blast?
Yes, I did. This girl. Anyway, I'm not even. You know, I love people. I always give people the benefit of the doubt, but never in my life. The last time that I...
You're already starting to go in. So
I'm going in. I'm going in. The last time I felt like, oh, I think I'm about to fight. Like, this is about to get physical.
Wow.
Was back in high school.
Wow.
With Nancy.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That was the last time. Which when, yeah, when we were at that point where she's like, you don't know me. And I'm like, no, you don't know me.
So what you're telling me is that those times where you get out of the car and point your finger in people's faces when we're at the red light, those are not times you're ready to fight.
No, I'm not ready to fight.
Okay.
No.
Good
but
to know.
But if we are this close, I am face to face with you, and you tell me a rhetorical kind of comment, and I come back at you,
yeah.
This is not good.
Okay.
This is like my mind have said, I don't want to do this. But it looks like this is going to happen.
I'm wasting too much energy thinking I should be using that energy for throwing punches.
And
right
I
now.
Hate that phase.
I know.
It's a horrible feeling.
I know. That's how I felt with the shoe Nazi in Montreal.
Yeah. Because then your mind is like.
It switched. I'm ready to.
It's like your mind goes through decision making. Like,
and once you've made a decision.
Logic is out.
Bets are off.
Yes. Man. Logic goes, okay, later.
Yeah.
So, it's a whole story. We'll have to get into that another time.
Get your shit together, Crystal.
Seriously. Don't want anyone, well, not anyone named Crystal, but that Crystal do not ever want around me.
Wow.
Number 8, read better books.
Mm.
Yeah. And guess what, people? Audiobooks is still cut reading books. Somebody was sharing, I think it was someone on Twitter, I can't remember, Ijoma? Oh gosh, I said
Ijoma?
Ijoma?
Yeah.
And it was about like what we think the idea of, like what dictates for you to think that someone who listens to audiobook means that they're not reading.
Oh, yeah.
You're still learning something.
That's elitist snobby bullshit.
That is. Yeah. Because some people learn differently. Mm. People's minds are structured differently. What about someone who has ADD?
Yeah, like
do you know what I mean?
I have to, when I watch movies with Ronan, I got to put the subtitles on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just, it's a better watching experience for him with that. Subtitles on, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So I'm going to, so read better books or listen to better books. Mm. That's what I'll add to that.
Very cool.
And the last, number 9, align your life. The last habit isn't a one-time process, but an ongoing effort to bring the different elements of your life out of conflict and into alignment with one another.
That doesn't sound like an action item. It sounds like the reward from doing all those other action items.
Yes. Spend some time untangling the different conflicts in your life to see how you could resolve them. Sometimes it requires a long-term plan to escape the toxic environment, social circle, or belief systems that holds you back. So align your life.
Mm.
That's it.
That is everything for this week.
Yes, that is. Email us, chonillalove@gmail.com. If you're in an interracial relationship, we'd love to know your love story. Mm. So that way we can read it on the show as a Chonilla couple. So email again, chonillalove@gmail.com.
Nice.
Leave us a 5-star review if you enjoyed listening to the show. You learned something. Leave it on iTunes, Stitcher, or any other, podcast platform. Leave us a review and we'll read it back on the show. 5 stars. Thank you very much. And maybe. And follow us. You can find us. Just Google Chonilla on Twitter. We're at Chonilla on Instagram. We're at Chonilla Love. And join the group, the Facebook group, the Chonilla Podcast, where we interact. That's actually the fastest and easiest way to kind of really, truly, and utterly interact with us, because we're there all the time.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get up on Instagram, but this is basically where I live online. It's Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is your world. I'm kind of like an Instagram.
I want to make the move over to MeWe or WeMe.
Oh.
I can't remember, but it's another kind of Facebook, but there's not much going on over there.
No.
Not many people yet subscribed.
No, yeah, there's not a lot. Yeah, Zuckerberg still got the power.
Fuck Zuckerberg.
Oh, wow. That's
ready
it.
For the quote?
Yes, what's the quote?
All right. Quote of the show is, you'll never do a whole lot unless you're brave enough to try. and that was Dolly Parton.
Aww, yeah. I love Dolly Parton. And check out our show on Netflix.
Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us.
Peace out.
We will see you and talk to you next time.
Happy New Year! Woo! Shirley's like, it's kind of like OJ and his Twitter videos, but he likes OJ better than Spacey. But we like OJ better than Spacey.
Wait, you're still listening to podcasts? Well, if you love this episode of the Terminal Podcast so much, just head over to iTunes or Spotify to subscribe and leave a review, I guess.